Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We have a lot in common.
Yes. Too much?
No.
No, okay, good.
Fortune magazine has named Faith Popcorn the Nostradamus of marketing, and she's considered America's foremost trend expert. Faith has worked with some of the world's best-known companies to help them position their brands. Apple, American Express, and IBM, to name just a few. I've known Faith for more than 40 years, and I continue to be impressed by her ability to predict business trends. Faith calls herself a futurist. Over the years, she has forecasted the SUV craze, the success of organic foods, and coined the term cocooning. We'll talk about that later. I'm sitting down with Faith today in her beautiful townhouse on New York's Upper East Side. And we want to talk business trends, business, and most importantly, the future. Welcome to my podcast,
Thank
Faith.
You. I'm just honored to be here.
Well, honored to be in your own lovely living
and
room.
And so comfortable with you.
With fresh air and big, beautiful windows. And there is a Ukrainian flag hanging right on the facade of her home. Thank you for doing that.
Of course.
Well, do you remember how we first met? In East Hampton.
Yeah. You were just starting the magazine.
Yes.
You were coming over. We were going to just talk future, the magazine and everything. And you just had layouts and everything. So, I said, come on over. And I hear your car pull up. And now Martha. I'm going like, what happened to her? Wait like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I come out. No Martha. And then you emerge from these big bushes in front of my house. And you say, do you know what's going on in there? I go, no. You, things are dying in the middle. You have to prune these. You have to do this. You have to do that. I go,
oh,
like,
no.
Yes. It's such a good Martha story.
So we talked and talked, and you, I think you liked the magazine. I think
I
loved the magazine. And it kind of fit in with what Faith Popcorn is all about. It's all about thinking about what's coming next. What is the future? How are we going to cope with the future? And you don't miss anything. I always am looking for what people want and need and will want and need.
And how they're behaving.
And how they're behaving. What is a futurist and why do you call yourself that?
A futurist would be classically somebody who can see ahead and describe 10 years, 20 years out. We do something called applied futurism. We're seeing out and then we apply it to our clients. So we might tell a Pepsi, let's say, you know, sugar is going to be outlawed. Here's, you know, a direction that you have to go. You know, I brought water to Coca-Cola, bottled water, before bottled water. And they said, no. Doug Ivester, chairman, goes, no, you know, it's a nice idea, but then people would realize there's water in Coke.
Crazy.
Okay.
Well, did you go to Pepsi instead?
Yes, I did, and still no.
They said no, no. too? But look, they've bought a lot of water now.
Yes. 8 years. 6 years.
Took 8 years to
Everything takes 8, 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how I'm going to... Well, longevity.
What about Kodak? I mean, that story is really interesting.
Kodak. They hired us. What's the future of film? So, like, research and thing, not
film.
So
we're talking about not movie film. We're talking about film. Camera film that you put in the camera, a roll of film, and then you have to take it to the developer and have it developed and get the negatives. And do you know, I was just talking to Kevin Sharkey and told him I was coming here.
Yeah.
And he said, Martha, you told Gail Towie to tell everybody, to all photographers, that we were going digital.
Okay.
See,
so
I
we
did
came
that.
Back. Well, you should have been on the team. You could have cut my work. We came back and we said, the future of film is digital. And pretty much they said, we asked you for the future of film. Not pretty much, exactly. And we said, it's digital. They said, film. We said, digital. They said, you're fired.
Jeez.
That's not what we hired you for.
Mm.
So we
had to
that.
Extend the life of film they wanted you to do. Yeah, it's, probably something
yeah,
like that.
Just, yeah, but that's how a futurist can help a business.
What's been your really... most exciting success in futurism and predicting the future.
Well,
what's
you know, cocooning, we said cocooning in 1982. I don't know if you remember, but we named you the queen of cocooning.
Yes, you did.
And we said, people love Martha because they don't want to do it, but they want to watch somebody do it. It's like homemaking voyeurism.
Right.
And people love that. But you are definitely the queen of cocooning. And you made the cocoon meaningful, deep, cozy, and defended.
And see, that's why I love Faith Popcorn, because she got it.
Totally.
She got it. You, and you know who else got it?
Who got it?
Steven Spielberg. He said, Martha, I just want to tell you, you have turned homemaking into an art form.
That's true.
You saw it in the pages of the magazine. We had a team of people working on that magazine that really understood that to make life more beautiful in and around the home.
But now that homes are going to be in the metaverse...
Yes, they are.
I'm sure you're working on
fast
that.
Fast approaching
yes,
the metaverse,
and
aren't they?
They're going to need a lot of, like Krista Kim built this house in the metaverse, beautiful, beautiful house. It was virtual, right? And then she built it in what I call real life, even though young people don't see the difference between that. And she sold it for like $600,000, right? So I could see the opportunity if people want to experience a home or get a message from you or see... that they could be wandering around with you in the metaverse.
What's the metaverse? What do you, how do
it's
you describe?
It's an alternative reality. It is equal to in real life. And people will be drifting back and forth, back and forth. And a lot of them, if this world continues to disintegrate and
yeah.
deteriorate, we're going to be wanting to live more and more there. And advertisers or Fortune 200 are saying it's not going to happen. Because they do not know really what to do with it. What do we say when we don't know what to do with something? It's not true.
But what I envision, and it's crazy for business, is that the dress you wear is the dress you wear. And you don't have to change your dress. You know?
Well, in the metaverse, you just get another dress comes on you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, but I would love that idea.
Do you want one dress, Jess?
I just want one thing that looks really good on me. And I want one thing to sleep in.
A jumpsuit that changes colors right on you, changes weight, changes, you know, insulation.
Warmth, comfort, yeah.
How many pockets, backpacks filled in, all your electronics in. That's the future of clothing. You're going to be melded.
Yeah,
it's
melded.
A singularity.
Okay. Oh, boy, we are on our way here with Faith Popcorn. I think the adaptation of the metaverse into our ordinary lives is the next big thing.
Definitely.
And I have a little grandson, Truman. He's 11. He's using chatbot.
Oh, definitely. Don't you use
chatbot.
It?
He's using it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I know.
It's my friend.
It is. I know. And it can be our friend if we use it correctly.
Oh, I asked Chad we should do together. I'll read that to you later. It just said, you know, you and Martha could do a book about predictions. It just knew everything about you. Just a bleh.
Well, as I read what you've done, I was going through the list. It was very fun because you kind of predicted the popularity and the importance of the SUV.
Yeah.
But you predicted that in what year?
88.
And I was driving SUVs from 1972.
Suburban, as I remember.
That's right. So who are your clients presently, and what are you doing for them?
We've worked with Johnson & Johnson, helped them see forward, talked to them about many, many things. One thing that we're doing is like saying the Oculus is going to be a lens, for instance. So that's, you know, coming. We've worked with Constellation.
It's going to be like a contact lens.
Yeah.
Well, it should be.
It has to be.
You can't wear those heavy things
on
your head.
Oh, they're awful.
I went to CES and they put one of those big Oculuses on my head. Yeah. I was dizzy in about 3 seconds. And yet I love the idea of walking through a fantasy land. Yeah. But I couldn't stand that headdress.
So we work with Constellation Brands. What we did there, it seems so obvious once you say it, but what is alcohol? It's mood management. And that's how we position, like Uber positioning, and then went down to each brand, like Corona, Pacifica, Modelo. And
did you hire Snoop for the Corona ads?
I did not. I would love to take credit for those.
Those are the
but
most...
But he's your buddy, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he is. But I'm just saying, those are the most charming ads.
Yeah.
And congratulations, Constellation, for those ads, because they're funny. I giggle every time. And even if I didn't know Snoop, I would be giggling because they're
so funny.
Well,
he should have you on one of those.
He should, but we haven't yet. Maybe. But I loved it when he picked up the shell phone.
It's so cute. He's funny. He really funny in life?
Extraordinarily funny. So what part does your gut play in making decisions and predicting the future? Do you think it's your gut? I mean, gut is the same to me as brain.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
Well, like we created the women's division for Nike. So that turned out to be, I don't know, 24% of their business.
I just saw Air.
Didn't you love it?
I loved it.
We're considered the best kept secret of the Fortune 200. We did the whole women's division when we presented to them, you know, what about women? And they go, should we make the shoes smaller, obviously, or colors? You go, no, women. Let's understand women. So we went to like so many beautiful things like yoga and, you know, how women run is different, everything about it. But the one thing I couldn't get them to do, and they have beautiful fabrications.
They do.
You know?
Nike has great sneakers.
Right?
Yeah.
But fabric, like there's, because it.
Oh, the clothing.
The clothing. It like dispels sweat. Mm-hmm. So we said, what about maternity? And they said, we don't consider that an action sport. Obviously, nobody in the room had it. Ever had a baby.
Jeez.
You know? Yeah. So I just could not get them there. So,
you know, pregnant women sweat.
Failure. I have a lot of thoughts about you and GBT. And
okay,
robots.
Well, I want to talk to you about that. That's so great.
Consider this. Suppose somebody could have your avatar. Could be a little Martha sits here or could be actually
don't
nice
do it
size.
That way. Do it this way. Like that.
Yeah. Like, let me help you. Yeah. You have this.
I'm so bossy and I have so many ideas.
That's what people want.
I know they do. They need it.
They need it. Suppose they had you with them all the time.
See, here we are. I'm supposed to be interviewing Faith Popcorn and she's trying to hire me for the future.
I just think suppose they had that with them all the time.
Fantastic.
It's going to happen.
And it should happen. And instead, well, okay, I have a good idea. I'll talk to you afterward. But I do it. All of a sudden, the light bulb went off, and you are right.
Okay.
I have it in me to do it.
Yes.
And I will do it. You and I will do it.
Okay.
Okay. And this is all about the future.
That's how
listeners.
We come up with it.
Well, I want to talk about this because this is such an exciting – this woman has had one of the most exciting careers. Oh. And she has transformed so many business brands for the future. And it's really – it's really just incredible. Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, this is another topic that you write about, age reversal.
Yes, big deal.
And longevity, not longevity, but lifegevity versus longevity. Since your 2001 book, Dictionary of the Future, you explored aging on your podcast, Jolty, with Adam Hanf, who is a friend of mine.
I know.
How does aging in 2023 look compared to what you imagined in 2001?
So I thought it was about longevity, you know, and we had, you know,
Life. That longevity is the prolongation of life, right? Yeah.
So that's what I thought it was. And then as I started to get smarter and talk to more, like, you know, in the medical fields and the cyber fields and the field fields, I realize, and some very interesting doctors, you're going to be able to reverse age, not extend age. So you can say, I want to be 40, whatever your best age was. I want to be whatever. And you will be that and still have the brain of your present age.
So the physical can be reversed.
Yes.
Mental can remain.
Can remain, but also you'll be able to have certain traumatic experiences that we've all had, you know, if you want, X'd out. So you could have it all over again, but better.
This is crazy. It's crazy, but real.
Possible.
And, you know, I have the Center for Living at Mount Sinai, which is about taking care of the aging population of America. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to stop aging. We're going to always have a numerical age. But at 100, we can really be 50 if we want to. And I've been reading about that, there was a big article last week in the Times about this group of people out on the West Coast. Is that who you're talking about, those guys on the West Coast?
Yeah, those guys, but there are others. Sergey Young,
I know.
Sergey Young, he swears he's going to live till 200. We had him on Jolty.
Yeah, and what do you think?
He could do it. I mean, if the medical part has to keep up, and some of it's psychological, but some of it's truly technological.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm very interested in that because I took one of those tests.
Your real age is?
About how long you're going to live. It's a psychological test. I came out to 110.
Wow.
Without even trying. And if I knew more, you know, I would have maybe gotten to be a little
how
longer.
How old was your mother?
My mother died at 93 and
a
half.
That's a good chance. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, my grandfather died at 99.
Beautiful.
Her father.
But you want to be that age in great health.
Yes, you do. And my mother was, and my grandfather was. I hope I have that gene.
You do have
that
it.
Gene line. I hope.
Well,
I
you
hope.
Can see it.
Well, I hope so. But it was. But it's extraordinary to think about age reversal.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice, but suppose you become younger than your children.
Good.
Serves them right.
Oh yes, but I'll make sure that they can do it too.
But maybe they don't want to. That starts to get weird.
Oh, I think everybody's going to want to.
Yeah.
But then, will that stop birth?
Well, birth is way down anyway.
I know.
I want
but to. But will that stop birth? If I can be 20 again and my grandchildren can go back in time.
But they're going to go back to the womb. You could really write something weird about this.
Yeah, this is science fiction all over
or not,
again.
Or not.
Who's writing about this in novels?
Anybody? Not this.
Movies. They're writing movies.
The most fabulous thing I've read recently is Clara and the Sun. with a K.
Oh, I didn't
by
read that.
Nishiguro, oh. The guy that wrote Mermaids of the Day.
Yes, okay. I actually downloaded that book. So now
with
I have
a K.
To read it. Okay.
So it's about, which is what I want you to be soon. So it's a young teen and her mother goes to a store and gets her robotic companion.
Oh, that was a movie.
No.
No, what that Megan was the movie with the robotic.
Yeah,
companion.
No, it's not a horror movie.
That was horrible.
But this is a relationship she has.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very tender and beautiful relationship. And the whole thing can come alive.
Okay.
But almost everything like on TV now is like half science fiction. Did you see this series called Power?
No, I did
okay.
not.
Okay. So I don't sleep. But you don't sleep either.
I don't
do
either. No.
Okay, good. Oh, you could call me in the middle of the night sometime. I'm there. I'm up. So anyway, Power is about a time where women get this thing in their hands where they can set something on fire or kind of electrocute.
Oh, yes, like witches.
And it starts to...
That's what happened in the 19th century with witches.
Well, they thought they could.
Yes.
But in this story, they really can. So they start to take over over the world. It's fascinating. I mean, it's only on, I think, episode 4.
Oh.
But that's a prediction. You see, when we look at something like that, I think there's tremendous repressed anger in our society from females that most fortunes
see, I don't ever want to look at anything negative like that. I mean, I will watch the program, yeah. But I don't think negatively like that. I always try to think optimistically and passionately about what is possible. Right.
I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm saying as of now, you know, women are feeling not great.
So you spoke at South by Southwest last year mm-hmm. about the future of the cannabis business. See, we're jumping. It sounds like we're jumping everywhere, but this is what Faith Popcorn really does. She has her tentacles into so many businesses and their future.
And they somehow hang together sometimes.
They do. Oh, no. They do hang together. What's your prediction for the cannabis in the United States?
Okay. And I know that you have a brand, right, with Canopy?
I do.
Martha Stewart gummies.
I have gummies which are amazingly effective. I have sublingual oils, which are amazingly effective.
What do they do for you?
Well made. Relax, sort of simplify your day, let you sleep better, take away anxiety a little bit, take the edge off anxiety.
Right.
They're very, very, very useful. And this is not THC. This is CBD. And the flavors. I worked so hard on the flavors.
It was beautiful. We got the Valentine's thing at that lunch. Beautiful.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, what do you think is happening to cannabis?
They haven't evolved. Cannabis has got to go into microdosing of hallucinogenics. This is where it's going. So many people, like on Wall Street even now, it's not like cocaine. It's like a little microdose to make you sharper. You know how many
grandma's okay with the oils and the gummies, but the real stuff has to happen, right?
I
agree. But it has to go through legislation, which is not occurring fast enough.
Well, you can take microdosing of things. Why do you think so many people that aren't really ADHD take Concerta or Adderall or one of those? Because what it does is focus you. And that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
They're looking for brain lifts, and that's the next thing.
Brain lift.
Well, we're going to have like inserts.
Listen to this, everybody. we're sitting with the future here.
No, but absolutely. Okay. Little.
So instead of a facelift, you're going to get a brain lift.
You might have to have both, but sure, yes. You're going to be smarter. You're going to be healthier. You're going to be able to play back.
Yes, that's what I want to be able to play back in my head.
By just thinking of it.
All right, now I'm going to have a brain lift. I'm going to get cannabis to...
hallucinogenics.
Yep.
Microdosing.
Okay. All right, I have a lot of work to do, because I work with Canopy.
But you know what they really could leverage is sex. My God.
Ecstasy. But that's not a drug. I'm talking about making people experience ecstasy.
Yes.
And that can be done.
What's going to happen when your robotic companion can satisfy?
We talked about this. My husband and I talked about this stuff. I got married in 1961.
Wow.
And we talked about the ecstasy machine. We had 2001. We had the most fabulous Stanley Kubrick talking to us, via the movies. But my husband wanted an ecstasy machine so badly. I hope he has it now.
What was he going to do?
You sit in it. It's sort of like
experience ecstasy.
And experience whatever ecstasy you feel like feeling. without anybody or anybody else, just yourself.
Meditation.
And no, that's very hard. I can't meditate.
You can.
No, I cannot.
Okay, you say you can, but you can.
I cannot. Okay. But I could use the ecstasy chair.
Well, if you had a little microdose, you could reach ecstasy.
I'm so afraid of all that stuff.
Do you remember ecstasy ever?
I never
haven't
took
you
it.
Have not that ecstasy, but haven't you had moments of ecstasy?
Oh, of course. Of course.
You just want to have it when you want it.
Yes, I just want to have it when I want it. I would like an ecstasy machine, which would be just leave me just happy as can be.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
And then you wouldn't need anybody.
That's right. Well, no, I want somebody.
In the machine with you?
No, not in this machine. No. You don't want that. You don't want.
I was reading about this new fire commissioner. This is a new thing,
yeah.
Right? Whatever. She's fantastic, right? She's getting.
In New York City?
Yeah. She's a fire commissioner.
Okay.
The fire. This is what she identifies as. So they say she's not married. She's single and unavailable. I think that's divine.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that on Facebook.
She's too busy. She is.
She's unavailable.
She is personally unavailable.
Yeah, personally unavailable.
Uh-huh.
No, she's totally 100% available for the fire department.
I hope so. Well,
they go, are you married? Are you single? Are you divorced? But they don't have, are you unavailable?
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
So let's take a step back here. You were born with a different name, Faith
Plotkin.
I remember that. And when did you change your name to Popcorn?
When I was 21. It was my nickname. I worked for this guy named Gino Constantino Garlanda. And he couldn't say Plotkin. It was my first job in the little advertising agency. And he goes, Faith, Popcorn. I go, that's good.
Perfect.
You know, and I changed it.
Yeah, well, it stuck to you. And it's like pop.
Yeah, but no research or anything.
No,
just
no
did
research.
It.
But you do pop all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are, speaking of everything in the world, popping like crazy.
But I was raised in Shanghai. My father was in the CIA in China.
Do you speak Mandarin?
I used to till I got back when I was
But now you have two
seven.
Mandarin children.
Yes, I went back and got two kids.
Yes.
But I used to, and then when I got back, my Orthodox Jewish grandmother said to my mother, what is she talking? What is this?
Oh.
So I lost it.
So you began your career in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
What attracted you to that field?
I thought I was Holly Golightly. I totally thought I was Holly Golightly. So I took this course. I was on my way to law school.
And Faith Popcorn actually looks a little bit like Holly Golightly.
That's
even
a great
now.
Compliment.
I mean, you always did. You had your hair was brighter red when I first met
you. Yeah, I have pink.
Yeah, pink.
I had four
then it went. Then it went from brighter red to pinkish.
Pinkish, yeah.
And then she always wore dark red lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And big eyes.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And a big smile.
Mm-hmm.
And you look the same. You look the same as
you
looked when I first met you.
That's so sweet. And you too. But better.
Well, you predicted a lot over the years. And What surprises you that really came true? Do you ever think, I'm going to predict this, but I don't know if it's really going to happen?
You know, people go, best question they say, they love to say this. You didn't say this, thank you. What did you predict that was wrong?
Oh, no.
And okay. I say, not wrong, just not yet.
Not yet.
So that's
like
my
what?
Answer. Like women actually rising to the top. Not yet. Like companies becoming more, you know, good. Not yet. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, eating well when you're not wealthy. Many, many things.
But all that's happening.
Slowly.
It is happening.
Slowly.
And we just have to, we have to help in some of those areas, like eating well. What's the earliest trend that attracted you to the prediction of trends?
Why I got into this is I was working in an advertising agency, and they never told anybody really. I mean, I'm predicting the end of advertising, but I've been doing that for 20 years. That's another not yet.
Not yet.
But they
It's
just,
happening.
Yeah. They didn't. Well, now it's happening because they're being replaced by social media.
By influencers.
And soon telepathy.
Yes.
So there's a book that's called Battle for Your Brain. You know, people being able to see inside your brain. She's brilliant, PhD. That is absolutely on its way, where you won't have to speak. But anyway, I was in advertising, and they never told anybody the truth, like clients, you know? So they just sell them things that are good, but they didn't project. They didn't say, okay, I'm going to sell them this thing, but the whole business is going to go out of business in about 2 minutes because they're, you know, selling the wrong thing, or it has too much sugar, it has too much this or that. So that's why I opened this company. I was 26. So I opened the company, and I just started to say, this is what I think is going to happen. New York Times picked up a big, long thing, and everything I said would happen. Now, you asked about instinct and intuition. I believe in instinct and intuition, but I also believe that you have to, like, I interview, and you do too, in the street, everywhere,
oh, yeah.
Hundreds of people, and we read everything, and we talk to, in our talent bank, scientists and origami people and anything, everything. And I talked to a guy the other day that throws I Ching. So somebody recommended him to me. It's like a Chinese thing, you know?
Yeah.
He was very weird. He was on the West Coast.
Oh.
So first I had Kathleen talk to him just to say, like, is he crazy or what? You know, I just want to know more about his science. It's a science. So he says to her, oh, you worked for Faith for 25 years. That is written nowhere.
Oh. But he knows.
He was so accurate.
Huh.
So weird. I wanted to say that we do a lot of research, and mainly it is to build a circumstantial case around the future, because you can't really prove the future. So our research helps
because
us.
Because it's in the future.
It's in the future, right? Helps us enclose it, show a projection, build a case. That's really its great value. We were repositioning. We were working with Comcast. So we said to them, you know, everything is going to be home. This is a couple of years ago.
Right.
Medicine, security, food, education, everything. And, you know, they were like, oh, that's a lot. You know, isn't that sad?
Nest is going to take care of us, right?
Yeah.
Nest, all these things.
And guess what? COVID hit 3 months later, and they went like, whoa.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't make COVID hit. I would never do that. Yeah. But, you know, it really, the prediction sometimes is speeded up by an event.
So what do you think about what's happened during the pandemic? I mean, cocooning.
What do you think about people not wanting to go to work?
I
know you love that, right?
I am horrified.
They're not going to come back.
I'm horrified. Because I really think that in a creative business like ours, that kind of camaraderie and cooperation is so important. You can't do it from your couch.
On Zoom.
You can't. Zooms are, I'm almost ready to ban Zoom. I'm here with you today personally because I don't want to do it on Zoom. And it does help when you're East Coast, West Coast or something like that.
Or if you're in Europe and you have to talk to someone.
I mean, I had telecommunication when it first came out.
I remember your conference rooms.
Oh, yes. It always appeals me more to sit down and really talk across a table.
Some chemistry that's emitted between people.
But I want to.
Where
go
do
to
you
work.
Go to work? Where?
Right now I do a lot of work still at the farm.
Here's the solution.
Yes.
Okay.
Chat.
No.
Chat.
And
bot.
Elon Musk, and it's not a new idea. Elon Musk is building a community around the factory.
Yes.
This is from feudal days, if you think about this, right?
The one in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So Ford tried
His mother was down there last week. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, May. May Musk.
I've met her. Have you met her?
Yeah, yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she was down there.
Yeah.
And she's extolling the whole virtues of the whole place. And she has on her hard hat and she's going around.
Really?
You know,
Where
oh,
did
yeah.
you see this?
Online. Just look at her. Just look at
I
her
will,
Instagram.
I will. But you know, Ford did this in the 30s. It was called Fordlandia in Brazil. Kaiser's done this. That is how to get people to go to work. Sell them houses under the market.
Well, you know who did it and is still doing it? Kohler.
Kohler?
Look at the Kohler Village in Wisconsin.
Beautiful.
They make plumbing.
Yeah.
They make resorts. They make the most beautiful things for our homes now.
Yeah.
And it's all done in a village. It used to be much more hierarchical than it is now because that didn't, you know,
yeah,
that
doesn't
kind of
work.
It frittered out a little bit. You had to work 3 months to get the promotion to the next level. That's scary. I don't like, that's really, you know,
horrible.
1984 kind of stuff.
And Celebration, Disney's thing, they kind of tried to do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't successful, really.
But smart people like Elon can do it.
He can do it.
Yep, he
and
can.
That's, you want people to come to work?
Yes.
Build something around them.
Yeah. But Kohler's still doing it very well.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's interesting.
So you're going to start a village?
I had a village at Starrett Lehigh. We had a fabulous village, and we created a tremendous library of stuff. Why do you say advertising will soon be dead?
Okay, what do people hate the most? They hate being sold. Dale Carnegie said that in 1921, and you know that, and I know that. Everybody smart knows that. What does advertising do? It sells somebody. It doesn't have sincerity behind it. You notice very rarely does the person in charge ever get on the commercial and go, I guarantee I'll be there. I'll be at the other end of the phone if you need me. You know, some smaller companies. Mm-hmm. People are like onto this. You try to call an 800 number, have a bad product, try to give a call. No. There's no soul. Now, so they thought, okay, influencers, to get people that a lot of people like and people hold up the brand. It's just another form, really. I think it'll wear out, you know.
I think it's wearing out now.
I think so.
Yes.
We want to know that there's a soul, that
authenticity.
Sincerity. I'm always afraid to say authentic because everybody says that. But like if you come out.
No, I believe in authenticity.
Yes, because you're authentic, because you're the real thing.
Yeah.
Before your avatar. So which is going to be the real Martha Stewart?
Yep. Oh, my gosh. I'll become an avatar. I can't wait.
Definitely.
I actually had my avatar made out in CES. They were making them.
Yeah.
There's a woman there that's designing avatars. She does it with like 100 cameras, and she gets you all in motion. Oh, it's so fantastic. What are your 8 truths about marketing to women?
Well, I can tell you some of them. You have to market to her whole self. Let me see. You have to be completely truthful. You have to realize that she is going to spread, you know, if she's convinced she's going to spread the brand, never leave her. I mean, it's more like love advice. Like I gave this to some guys, you know, in the fortunes, in, as I call them, and they go, my God, this would be really good for my wife. I said, yes. You know?
They join brands,
yes,
you said.
You join brands. You don't buy a brand. You join a brand. And that's true of the Martha Stewart brand.
This gives me so much to think about, and I hope, listeners, that you have a lot to think about after hearing Faith Popcorn on this podcast. You can also hear more from Faith Popcorn on her own podcast,
Jolty,
with Adam Hanf, called
Jolty.
Jolty.
Things that jolt you, just
J-O-L-T-Y.
Like we did this. Yes.
You can follow her on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And her handle, of course, is @FaithPopcorn, all one word with a capital P. Plus, look out for her new book, which will be available soon.
Thank you.
Faith, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And here's to the future.
Yes. We sign everything best future. It's optimistic.
Thank you.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.